I'm sure a lot of you here have watched that TV program called America's Got Talent, or one of the Got Talent series. Usually featured on the show are a variety of contestants who have first auditioned in one of several cities across the nation. Those who make the cut then compete before three judges, a studio audience, and TV watchers at home, all of whom vote on the contestants and determine their success or not. Occasionally, audiences have been quite pleasantly surprised by some of the acts. I think there is something to learn from all the participants here because all of them take a risk. They use their talent, whatever it is, to the best of their ability. My friends, Jesus' story of the talents in our gospel today teaches us to opt for taking a risk in our lives over passive complacency. Matthew has Jesus recounting a story about a man starting out on a journey. And before leaving, the man entrusted his money to three servants. To the first one, he gave five talents, to the second two, and to the third one, each according to their ability. The man had more confidence in some than he had in others. And that's why he gave his servants different amounts of money to work with. Two out of the three worked very hard. They were self-starters who invested their master's money and doubled their capital. A third servant wanted to play it safe, so he went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried the money. This particular servant chose not to risk anything at all. In other words, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And after a long time, the master of the servant returns, expecting a fruitful accounting of his investments. Those who took a bit of a risk and invested their talents were rewarded with high praise and given great responsibilities. The third servant, who buried the talent in the ground, gave a different report of stewardship. "I know you are a demanding person. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here's your money back." And for this, the master condemns the servant's laziness and orders them cast outside the community, to which he had welcomed the other two servants. This third servant missed the point completely. What he failed to see is that responsibility for what was given to him is more than just sitting around waiting for the master to return. The servant is punished not because he's a poor manager of funds, but because he didn't take his responsibilities seriously enough. But this parable isn't about the stock market or entrepreneurship. It's about what we do with our gifts, be they financial or otherwise. Talents are not the private possession and exclusive possession of the individual. Those who have talents have obligations. Discovering our own talents can be a delightful adventure, but at the same time, the real challenge lies in translating this delightful discovery into serious, practical service of God and others. And this can be a rather risky enterprise. And even though we're not all equal in talent, we're all called to collaborate in the work of the gospel according to our ability and our gifts. Every disciple of Jesus is called to share in the risk-taking of salvation. It's not the quantity of the gifts with which we have been entrusted, but the quality of how we use them that will earn the Master's approval or disapproval when he returns. That's what all our skills and abilities are meant for. Whether our vocation is as a single or married person, as priest or religious, the truth is the same. Our talents aren't simply intended as a means to make a living. They are, first of all, a means to make a life with God, and a life for the sake of God. To be able to share the Master's joy means we must take responsibility for what the Master gives us and make it grow. In our first reading today from the book of Proverbs, the woman we hear about is the complete opposite of the servant in the gospel who buried his talent in the ground. She not only fulfills her responsibilities, but does so in an exceptional way. For some women, this picture of the capable wife is troubling because they see it as merely a reinforcement of a patriarchal stereotype. But it should be noted that in Israel's wisdom tradition, the wise person is held up as a model to be imitated. And here the ideal person, the ideal wise person, is a woman. The type and character of her responsibilities isn't the issue. Rather, it's her faithfulness in carrying them out. And that's the key word here, fidelity. Faithfulness. Our faithfulness to God requires that we be willing to take risks. The time of the coming of the Lord is not known to us, so there will have to be a kind of tentativeness to all our plans. To refuse to risk is to refuse to trust. And we can't hope to stand before the Lord on the last day and claim we've done nothing because we were afraid we might not succeed. We'll never know how successful we might be if we refuse to risk. Brothers and sisters, Jesus urges us not to bury our talents in the safe ground of self-interest and passivity, but to invest them for the benefit of all. Jesus calls us to a faith that is willing to take the risk of investing what we have in the greater good. And Jesus promises us the grace to work to enable others to realize a return on the investment of their own talents in God's kingdom in our midst. My friends, each time the body of Christ is broken and shared, we are reminded that our lives also are meant to be broken and shared. At this liturgy, we are also in the company of those who encourage us to more readily share our gifts with the world. These are the people who enable us to realize our talents. With their support and prayer, we need not fear rejection or failure. And what a day that will be to hear the Lord of life say to each of us, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come, come, share my joy." Amen.
Amen. Amen.